It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And I'm sorry you didn't get to hear our conversation before we kicked off on the air.
I don't think you're that sorry.
With that said, Jim, I quit.
Would you? That was good, Andy. Would you prefer if that stuff was on the air?
Or I'd much prefer if it was on the air.
We'll really?
Oh, sure.
Okay, good. Yeah. That means you get it. That means you get it.
That's absolutely fine.
Well, so for just to, you know, peel back the curtain a little bit for everybody.
Let's do it.
Andy wasn't quite ready for the Ask Ross segment. He had to do some prep, so I started ripping him for that he wasn't ready. Even though Andy's the only one that actually does prep like that. Now, I have to do prep when I'm breaking down the kids.
Right.
And have to watch their videos. But I just said to our boss, Jim, because Jim fills in when any of us aren't here. I said, Jim, you do a good job. Why don't you just fire Andy? You host and you save the money. You're not a very good businessman, Jim.
I would have fired Andy a long time.
I don't know how much you're paying him, but...
Yeah, if he would have quit, you probably could have got out from under some benefits or something. I don't know what's going on.
That's why I said I quit.
You have that on the air. You have that.
It's on tape.
You have that. And the irony of it, of course, is that Andy does by far the most prep work of all of us. So for me to bust him for his lack of prep is funny.
Yeah, it's unusual.
In case you didn't get that in KSN world.
It's unusual that I haven't read the questions and have them prepared, but I do have your questions.
Let's do it.
They're going to be his answers. They're going to win a 409 tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get some rubs and sauces for the best question. All right, let's start with David in Lancaster. I was going to give you an easy one, but no chance. David, of the players who will be draft eligible next year, who do you feel are the best NFL prospects? And one, what is the one you think could do or has to do the most to improve their stock? Thank you.
Okay, well, obviously, the first one that comes to mind is Etor Gross-Matos. I'd be stunned if next year wasn't his last year at Penn State. I think he's a first-round pick. I love that guy. I've loved him since I saw you guys, since I told you guys. When I watched his highlight video in high school, and I told you he was the best prospect in that class. So he's draft eligible. He's up there. I would say, man, I'm thinking it's kind of slim pickings. Cam Brown is a draftable player.
Michael Mennett?
Yeah, we'll see. I think Michael Mennett will be in the mix. Yeah.
Maybe Fries. Maybe.
I don't think Fries. I don't think Gonzalez. Gonzo.
I'll give you one if he has a good year. Tariq Castro-Fields.
That's another one. I would say Etor Gross-Matos, Cam Brown.
And the guy
Tariq
that,
Castro-Fields.
The guy that wears number one.
Hamler?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be eligible if he wants to come out.
No, that's another one that I thought of, too. Those are the guys right now that I would think about that would probably have the best chance.
Who's got a little bit of work to do on that group? A little bit of work to do.
I would say the guys that can probably help themselves the most, if Hamler had a really big year,
right,
I think he could, you know, then put himself in that conversation. And I think if Castro-Fields had a really good year, he could, you know, because of his size and his ability, if Castro-Fields has like a lockdown Amanio year,
right,
he could be a day one, day two pick as well.
Well done. Good question. Thank you, David Lankster. Let's go to Ben in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Wow.
In the James Franklin era, gentlemen, rank the top three best prospects coming out of high school to Penn State. And would Fleming fit in on that list? Looking at those 29 guys.
Who Ross perceived as the best prospects or who had the best ranking?
In the Franklin era, the best three prospects coming out of high school that have come to Penn
State. I think Ross can nail
this. Yep, top three.
Well, Mike, obviously. I'm trying to think who else was ranked that high coming out. When you go 24/7 Sports, they have all time.
I think the question is
Who you thought were the top three guys coming out of high school.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's the question.
Like, well, you loved Etor Gross-Matos. Let's just get it out there.
Etor Gross-Matos, Micah.
Don't forget about Manny Bowen.
I really liked Manny Bowen, but I don't know that he wouldn't
well
be
done.
He wouldn't be in my top three.
I liked him too.
I'm trying to think.
Barkley, no?
He wasn't rated that high coming out of high school.
I didn't have him that high. So he's asking my rankings now.
Yeah, or just your thoughts. You got two. Man, I'm trying to think back.
I just remember
I thought Bates was very high regarded.
I think Gesicki. We started after Gesicki came in.
But I think that it's the last couple classes that really jumped out to you. I know that you really like Nana Asiju. I know you really like
Rashid Walker.
Rashid Walker, yeah.
Yeah, Rashid Walker, probably. I would say Rashid Walker, Micah, and... Oh, I like the receiver too, Justin Shorter. But I'd say Rashid Walker, Micah, and Etor Gross-Matos.
If Fleming fit in, take a place of any of those three coming out of high school?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
He's really, really good.
He's really, really good.
I mean, Rashid Walker and Gross-Matos weren't five stars, and Julian is. So I got to tell you, like, they have to get him.
They have to get him. I agree.
You don't have that often a five-star skill guy who grew up an hour from Penn State.
Yep.
Like, you have to get him. And sometimes I wonder if it almost – I think it helps the location usually, but sometimes I wonder if it's like
– this case, it hurts.
Well, I wonder if sometimes it's like everybody from – a lot of people from my high school go to Penn State.
Right.
I can go to Clemson.
Right.
I can go to – you know, I can
Alabama.
Go to other places. I can go to Alabama. And I can go places where they actually win national championships and they're in college football playoff games. But the flip side is – for Penn State, you need guys like that to get to those games. That would be my argument. We're going to go. You come here, we're going to go. We need guys like you to get there.
You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Go there for all your barbecue sauce, rub, and 409 tailgate wine needs. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. All right, this question comes from Steve in Chicago. King Ross, curious to know, when you call a game, what do you do to prepare and how long does it take you? Also, if you could call a Penn State game with anyone of your choice, who would it be and why? Thanks, guys. Keep up the great
work.
That's
a good question.
Yep, that's a good one, according to Bob. I'm writing good down.
Okay. Chicago?
Chicago,
Love
Illinois.
Chicago. Love Chicago.
So it depends on what level I'm calling the game. But first and foremost, you got to memorize names, numbers, and pronunciation. Because anybody watching cares. And as soon as you mispronounce a guy's name, or it's clear you don't know who someone is, you're done. You're cooked. You lose all credibility. So it's not fun when I'm doing a different college game every week and it's University of Buffalo against Akron. I mean, you know, we really should have something where we could just dump certain information out of our brain as soon as the game is over that I'll never need again. But you memorize names and numbers. You read everything. I always try to watch at least the game before that the team played so I can comment off of that. Depending on the network or what you're doing, you usually meet with the teams beforehand. Home team, usually meet with them in person. Away team, it's a conference call usually. But you talk to them, you read about them during the week, and I guess that's it. Yeah. Watch them on tape. In terms of the guy, it would be Matt Millen.
Matt Millen?
Yeah, it'd be Matt Millen. I mean, I'm an analyst, so I don't know if he's talking about play-by-play, but if he's talking about another, like a three-man booth, it'd be Matt Millen because that guy's awesome. And he's an excellent, excellent analyst. I'd love to work with him.
I'd love to see that, but I'd also like to see him call a game with Big Cat from Barstool Sports. I think that would be really entertaining.
Interesting.
I think that would be really good.
Are you a fan? Do you follow?
Of him. Not all those guys, but I think he's really, really funny.
He is very funny.
He's like really on point. Of all those guys, like his humor is really, really, it's really appealing, I think.
He is legitimately funny.
Yeah.
I'm a big Gus Johnson fan. I just think when he calls a game, I'll watch it. And for some reason, he always makes me enjoy
it. Oh,
the game.
Thought it was a... Oh, I'm sorry. No, I misunderstood the question. I thought it was a Penn State guy.
No.
call a Penn State game with anybody. You know what? Because he said call a Penn State game with anybody, my immediate reaction was to go to Penn State guys.
That's okay. Still so a good if it question.
Could be anybody. Oh, I don't know.
That's I guess to hell with Matt Mellon, man. He didn't make the cut. Yeah. Way to go.
It's not like he's been through anything lately.
All right, this question comes from Dorian in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. With the linebacker recruiting going so well, is there a chance, any chance at all, that you could see Lance Dixon getting moved to strong state safety?
No.
Is that too much of a leap?
No. It doesn't happen that way anymore.
Nope. Okay.
Guys do not move from linebacker back to safety. They move from corner to safety, safety to linebacker, outside linebacker to middle linebacker to DN, DN to D tackle. Everybody's trying to get faster, quicker. You're not putting a kid that played linebacker in high school back at safety.
Did everyone get that flow chart? That was pretty quick.
Got it. All right. One more. A couple more. Let's go to Luke in Pittsburgh. He says, hey, guys, schematically, is the Penn State coaching staff using the players that have NFL talent? Names like Bates, Parson, and McGovern come to mind for me. That's what he says. As they would be used in the NFL, and do you think this is hurting them at all?
Well, that's a tough question.
It is.
So Bates, McGovern, who's the other one?
Micah Parsons.
That's a tough one because Bates would not be a tackle in the NFL.
Right.
But an NFL team would put their best dude at tackle at tackle. You know what I mean? Like, right. So Bates is going to be a guard in the NFL, I think, maybe even a center. But if he was the best tackle they had, they'd put him at tackle. So I would say, yes, they are using him how they would be used in the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah, which, by the way, with some of the tackle issues that Penn State had, and with Connor's arms being so long, almost makes me wonder if they – I know they tried that when he's a true freshman in the spring.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they would have been better off putting McGovern at tackle at some point and having, you know, some of these other guys go in there.
Didn't they try that when McGovern was young?
It was a spring game when he was a January enroll. He was a freshman.
They gave it a crack.
He didn't really do that in high school, I don't think.
No, he was a center.
Yeah.
McGovern could still be an NFL center, do you think?
Yeah, center or guard, I'd say. The Lancaster question, first one, was the best one.
Really? Hard one?
Yeah, you picked the – what was the question? I don't remember. It was good.
It was about
I don't think Andy remembers either.
NFL guy.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
All right, that'll do it. David from Lancaster, 409tailgateclub.com, gift basket, rubs and sauces is coming your way. All right, gentlemen, we're going to close strong. Quarter number four, that'll do it for quarter three from the Labatt Studio. We're going to have a to-do list for Coach Franklin for the spring. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.